They see an application for a job, they send it in, they send the same CV over and over again. Are they making a big mistake there?
Yes, in short, yes. A job worth getting is worth working for. And, you know, employers spot the copy and paste type CV, the one that has been just printed off 1,000 times. They spot that a mile off. It tells a message about how serious you are about getting that job. You could sit down today and send out 50 interviews, applications or CVs and think you've done a great job, but you might just have sent 50 to a bin. You may as well put them at home in your own bin. You might send out one where you spend 2 hours wargaming effectively the company you're going to and looking what they need and how you can fulfill that need for them. And that one could be a lot more valuable than anything else you do. Just on that, if people want to get their CVs critiqued for free, we do a free CV critique service. If people email me at liam.horan@sleenewacareers.com, if they send us their CV, we'll do a quick critique for free. By return in a day or two, and that may well help people, because we would like to help people. It is, you know, tough times for people, but there are jobs out there and people should remain optimistic.
The cover letter as well, are they failing on that? You know, the standard, yes. I wish to apply as advertised on, yes, Ocean FM or whatever it is. Is that a disastrous line?
And hopefully on Ocean FM, says you. Well, the cover letter shouldn't try and do too much. It's basically a courteous introduction to you, to the company. It should sell you a little bit. But it what's more important in the cover letter is not how long it is, but how quality it is. So it should make some reference to the company. Something like, I have admired the way in which you have developed your brand over recent years, and particularly note the recent edition of your new cardigan range or whatever it is, something that's relevant and real to the company. Because employers are human too, believe it or not, and they need to feel that this person coming in here has shown an interest. Yeah, and that's, I mean, we do a survey online with employers, and one of the big must-nots of an interview, of an interview candidate, is lack of knowledge of the company they're going to. So you know where you're going to, talk about it, and in and out in the cover letter, and let your CV do the work. But the CV should change from company to company. It should not be the same CV over and over again.
And I think that's one of the biggest failures of people, is that they're sending the same CV over and over again.
They are, and as well, there is a pessimism out there now, and people are saying things like, you know, I'm trying really hard, I'm really hard. It's more important to try smart, we would say. And actually, on that, just to give another thing that might be of use to some people, we have a free ebook called Get That Job. And people can get that ebook and give CV and interview tips by emailing getthatjob@sleenewacareers.com. They'll get that by return. And that should be of help as well. But the message overall would be, think about it, talk about it, talk to people, get people who are objective about you. You're not objective about yourself. It's very hard to be like that.
Preparing then to go for your interview, to go and do the interview, obviously research on the company is vitally important.
Yes, you in everything you do in interview, in job searching, you must look at this from the employer's side. You must get into the employer's shoes. What are they looking for? Now, you can only do that by looking at their website, looking at the job spec. What are they actually looking for here? Maybe talking to people who work in there. What are they looking for? That's a crucial part. That could take an hour of research. What are they looking for? When you ascertain that, and only when you ascertain that, can you prepare yourself for interview. You must go in then and tell them how you can fulfill what they're looking for. This is not about people looking for jobs. This is about employers looking for people, if you know what I mean. You can only get a job when you bring value to the company you're going to. They don't want to give you a job. It sounds cruel, but they're not really interested in you unless you can bring something to them. They have a plethora of applications and loads of people they can pick from. You need to show them that I am the best person for that job that you're looking for. And that sounds like sort of logic, but a lot of people don't approach it from that. A lot of people approach it very much from just broadcasting out their own information and not looking into the company and getting on the employer, the interviewer's side of the table.
And from a point of view then of actually doing the interview, you know, some people may go in and they may think, well, I can't sell myself well, but I can do the job really well. How can they overcome the nerves, I suppose, is really?
I suppose this is the chance for the naked plug for my service, is it? Well, I would encourage people to do interview training. That's what we do. We do interview training. We do two-hour sessions with people. But if you can't do that, get a friend. Get somebody, even maybe a friend of a friend, and say, sit me down here and mark me. If you were giving out this job, it's like a role play. If you were giving out this job, would I convince you that I'm the person for this job? And once you go over the far side of the table, your nerves can dissipate quite quickly, actually, because then you're not worried about yourself. You're worried about what they're looking for. There's a whole other energy kind of thing takes place then. But prepare. don't, a lot of people, like best man's wedding, get up without a speech and hope that the five glasses of brandy will see them through. If you commit, if you take this by chance, if you do, we use a phrase, we'll take your career seriously if you take your career seriously. If you take it seriously and get friends to war game it and look at it and prepare me and drive in the car, start answering a few questions and ask people to mark you out of 10, you will make huge progress. And failing that, or even doing that, come to us for sessions as well too, of course.
Yeah, well, of course, but for, you know, first impressions last, what would you see as failures of people maybe with interviews that they're doing over and over again? Is it the way they're sitting, the way they walk into the room? What is it?
Eye contact is important. You need to, you know, just engage with the person you're talking to. Not speaking long enough, just giving yes or no answers. If somebody asks you a question in an interview, you should treat that almost as an opportunity or a signpost where you can go where you need to go to. You need to go and tell them that I can help you sell porcelain, whatever. So no matter what the question is, in some ways, you can use that as a starting point to talk about where you can go or what you can bring to the company. A lot of people just answer the question very bluntly over and back, and that's not enough. The interviewer frequently is not that well prepared for the interview. There might be three people who only got rounded up in the last minute, and two of them wish they were out on the factory floor doing a job right now and getting text messages saying the machines have broken or whatever. So don't rely on the interview panel to have the questions in order for you. It's something we say to people, almost the questions don't really matter. The answers matter. And you get your answers in order. You get in mind what those employers are looking for. If you know what they're looking for, you don't have to wait for them to ask you before you tell them. You can go in and tell them before they ask you. And that's...
If an employer says to you, for example, is there anything you would like to ask us before we wrap up in the interview? Is it a sin to say, well, actually, I don't have anything to ask you? Should you have a question in your head?
Yeah, it's generally good. I would hope that by the end of the interview, that the interviewee is sufficiently relaxed and engaged with the people, that it might be almost chatty at that stage. You know, you'd be careful of chatty; it can be detrimental at times. But if there's a logical question that comes to mind, say something come up in the interview like that, it might be of relevance. You can ask that, or otherwise, you can ask things about opportunities for promotion. And I'd like to advance in the company. That's a good sign that you're coming here to stay. You know. Some people might be afraid that, oh, they think I'm going to try and get a new job after 6 months in here. But people like ambitious people. Managers are judged often by the people they hire. And if you hire people who can't progress within the company, you know, your company stagnates. So it's not bad to show ambition to go up along the line. It's not bad to ask about training that's provided. You know, okay, is there training? I would like to upskill myself. But generally, I would use that question as well to show something in you that is of value to the company. You know, it could be, if it's a sales job, you know, what are the commission structures? Because I like a good commission structure. I like working on commission because I feel I can sell. That helps to sell you as well. It's, once you get into the mindset that everything you say to that interviewer on that day is to tell them what you can bring to their company and what they're looking for. Once you get into that mind frame, you can make a lot of progress.
And finally, Slíonua Careers. Tell us a little bit about it.
Slíonua Careers is a business I run in conjunction with my business partner, Fidelma Wallace. We have our consultation and training rooms in Headford in County Galway, which is not as far away as it sounds. It's just over the Mayo-Galway border. We do CV preparation with people, one-on-one sessions where we sit with people for an hour, prepare their CV. And it's not just typing their CV. We treat CVs as a sales document, as I said earlier on. Secondly, we do one-on-one sessions with people where they do we do interview training sessions, you know, where we mock interview them if necessary. We get them into the mindset of where they need to be. And we do workshops. And in fact, we have a workshop coming up in Sligo in the next week or two. It's actually advertised in this week's Sligo Champion, if that's okay to mention that other medium here. And that's a three-hour workshop we're doing in Sligo in the Glasshouse in a couple of weeks. So we basically, our motto is help us help you achieve your career goals. If people are serious about their careers, we'll be serious with them. And we do get in very deep with people to make them better. And finally, we get very good results. People are getting jobs right now.